Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Tim, today we have with us Apostle Joe Prozich from the Morgantown Faith Center, Morgantown, West Virginia. It's always good to have him, and even when his wife, Pastor Rena, comes in. It's always a joy.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to the subject matter that God's laid upon his heart today. And it's great to just sit here and be ourselves and feel the presence of God even before we come on the air today. Welcome, sir.
Amen. We're enjoying our life, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Amen. So the Lord wants you to enjoy your life,
yeah.
You know.
The last time you were here, we were just talking about the fundamentals, just getting back to the basics of Christian living, being filled with the Holy Spirit. And there was just such joy
here.
And if people remember listening to that broadcast, the joy of the Lord was on the air.
Amen. I'm smiling thinking about it. It's kind of like when you're married, if you start sending your wife flowers again, start taking her on dates, things change. Amen. Well, if you start paying attention to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And acknowledging him, things change.
Hey, that might have been the Holy Spirit speaking to me right there.
I got convicted too, brother, even though I said it. Amen.
Aww.
Well, we're going to talk. Well, it's funny. The thing I was going to bring up is how the Holy Ghost deals with your moral character.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't it funny how God got inside of you and started fixing you from the inside out?
Oh, yeah.
And we thought it was about performing, you know, in religion. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to smoke. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And little did we know, we had no idea that God had plans getting down deep in your inward parts and changing you from the inside out.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm thinking back 1983 in the month of March. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Lord put me down on the floor. There was no catchers, nothing like that. I was slain in the Spirit on the floor. And I laid there, and there was a fearful thing that came over me when I got up off the floor. I started seeing the chaff on the inside of me.
Yeah.
And I started watching the Holy Spirit for about 3 weeks, moving that chaff out of me. And someone said, well, didn't you have a great experience? I said, yeah, I actually couldn't talk in the English language for about a day and a half. And the tongues that were come out of me were awesome, but I was seeing more of a thing where God was dealing with me personally,
yes.
How to move some things out that were still there, and personal deliverance took place.
Amen. I was thinking of in the scripture where it says the chaff is separated from the wheat, and when you separate the chaff, you throw it up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the wind blows and separates the chaff and the wheat falls to the ground. I believe the Holy Ghost is that wind.
Mm-hmm.
You feel, you don't know what happened. You just get thrown up in the air, and what you don't know is he's
praise
doing a work
God.
In you.
Oh,
and your stomach gets queasy and you don't know what's wrong. You feel good and convicted and scared all at the same time sometimes.
It's funny now, yeah, but I can remember God, back there.
But God is working on you and he's not leaving you like you were. Amen.
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 Well, anyway, back to the character. I was thinking how there's the internal one, and then there's the outside deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were things I couldn't get rid of till my pastor prayed for me.
That's mm-hmm. all.
Anybody who doesn't have a pastor, you need to consider what I just said, because yeah. there are things I got from my spiritual leadership, wouldn't have got them any other way.
That's right.
Just to let you know, if you got a stronghold, whether it's pornography or whatever, you can't deliver yourself.
That's right.
Nobody can deliver
that's
themselves.
Right.
You can repent, and some of it be broken, but if you've done it so long that you have an habitual sin that's got you bound, that you just pretend's not there and you're stuck.
Amen.
Years and years. You need somebody to pray for you who has authority and has authority over you, over the devil, some
that's
kind
right.
of relationship that you consider them to be an authority to get free.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you a real story real quick. Do you mind?
Go
I was listening to Dr.
Go
Summerall's story on ITBN, and it said this lady came up in a prayer line. He tried to lay hands on her 3 times, and he couldn't do it. And then he heard a man's voice come out of the lady, out of the woman, and it said, I have a right to be here. She's been watching down in a pornography house all these sexual movies, and I'm allowed to stay here, and you can't cast me out.
Hmm.
And he said, woman, did you hear that? She says, yes, I did. She goes, well, what do you have to say? She said, well, I just went down there till I could understand how to take care of things and deal with the devil. He goes, that's not what the devil said. I think I'm going to have to believe the devil. And he said, are you willing to repent of this? She goes, yes. And she repented, and he cast that devil out of her, and that thing quit
yeah.
having dominion in her life. So you couldn't do that on your own.
No.
And Dr. Summerall, maybe you remember, I know you two know him, but maybe people don't know who he was. He's been dead since 96. But he preached in 150 countries.
Yes.
And was had a deliverance ministry probably as far beyond as any of us have ever known or
That's
seen.
Right. Yeah.
And I have to believe what the man says. The results were
yes.
there.
Yes. Amen.
And if you're bound today, what I'm telling you is you need to get under somebody
Amen.
So you can start getting free.
Yes.
I got free one day at a time in a local church. I didn't have to go
Praise
to Benny Hinn.
God.
I didn't have to go to all these places. What I did is I just come into the house of God, and a little bit of time, the Holy Ghost would just pick out this habit, and he'd break the power of it, and then he'd pick out this character trait, and he'd teach me a new one. And over a period of years, God cleaned me up. And
Praise
I realized
God.
You want it overnight, but it just doesn't happen that way.
Praise Amen. God. Yeah, I can remember several years ago when I first got saved in 1980. It seemed like every service that I was going to, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, because I was a babe, I didn't understand the soulless realm. And so, and there was no one that was teaching me that I needed deliverance from some things. So I was crying and hearing the word being preached, and I'd go to the altar and I would repent. And that is the first step before you get the deliverance.
That's right.
And you repent for the remission of sins, but you must replace that wicked stronghold with a good stronghold.
That's right.
And of course, later on, I'd found out that that's where the word comes in, and the word's what cleanses us. But there was no guidance and there was no counsel. And there's many, many instructors, but there's not many fathers.
That's right.
And I like that because
Amen.
That's what you were pertaining to earlier. We come into the order of God, come underneath the covering that's above us. We sow upward and the blessings come
Amen.
Downward.
Amen. Let's pick this up in just a moment.
Okay.
My father's eyes look down to see a hurt. Have you ever been fully assured that you knew what the will of God was for your life, only to step into a crossroads and not be certain about which step to take next? Perhaps the circumstances of life have clouded your vision and caused you to second-guess your judgment. The good news is, friend, God not only shares His will with us, but continually affirms His will through various confirmations. Join us at He's Alive this month for your special coaching CD, How God Confirms His Will. On this month's project, I'll share with you 8 different ways that God specifically confirms His will, and we also talk about true and false confirmations. It's yours with your love gift of $15 or more when you write to He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or when you give online at he'salive.net. Don't allow circumstances to cloud your judgment. Hear the voice of God with your friends at He's Alive.
Sharon, we're back with Apostle Joe, and we're excited about his subject matter. And it's awesome just sitting around like this in an informal way and discuss the things of God.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
We're going to talk a little bit about Him being a person.
Okay.
You know, you're a person. I can hurt your feelings. I can make you happy. I can make you sad. There's a lot of, not that I should have that much control over you, but it happens by people hurting you and saying bad things. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit has a mind, okay? Mm-hmm. But really, what's on His mind is the will of God. And so when the Holy Spirit starts getting involved in your life, it's to bring you to the will of God, to get you in line,
praise
to
God,
help you be in the right place. You know, it's funny. When I learned, one thing I learned about being in business, provision is in the will. And a lot of times when you, just like we talked one other time, we were talking, and if you start out in the Holy Ghost, and even you can do it in anything, whether it's business, ministry, or whatever, God will help you birth something, and then you'll take it over, and you'll mm-hmm. cause lack, you'll cause problems in your own gift that He gave you because you didn't let Him finish what He started.
Mm. Yes.
That's good.
So you can birth a business and then start doing it your way and run into financial difficulty, not enough money, not enough business. And you have to go and examine yourself and see if you've taken it over and gotten out of the will. And that's what the Holy Ghost does, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that keeps you on track. I don't know how you feel, but this is what I do not want to do with my life. I do not want to be a kind of a horse where God's all three of them got to get together, God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and grab the reins and pull to make me turn right. I want to have a gentle tug and turn and be that sensitive that I don't have to be pulled on like a mule mm-hmm. to make a right or a left to change course like Balaam. Remember, the donkey said, hey, man, don't you see there's an angel up there going to kill us? I don't want to go any further. He was the donkey could see what he could. Mm-hmm. And see, I don't want to be like that, to where they got to smash my foot against the wall to make
yes.
me make a left or a right.
Yes.
I want to be sensitive. And see, that's why the Holy glowing, the Holy Ghost is so important.
Yes.
I really believe therein lies your success as a successful life, is your ability to hear and obey the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Praise God. You know, and of course, when we have the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, as we're reading the Word of God, as we're listening to what the Spirit is saying behind the Word, as God speaks to us, then we have that direction for our lives, not only individually, but corporately in the body of Christ.
You know, I'm a stretch of that. You realize if you can hear the voice of God, this is going to sound really strong, but you'll hear it in the voice of your enemies when God's allowing them to get close.
Ooh,
it's scary.
Ooh,
that's what worries me about the nation sometimes because we presumptuously do things mm-hmm. independent of the Word now,
mm-hmm.
and they've evicted God out of enough places that they're sure about themselves, and that is so dangerous to be think you know without God telling you.
Yeah, that brings me to a little small paperback book that I read back in the 80s, 1984, I'm thinking it was. It was by G. Raymond Carlson called Spiritual Dynamics. And in there's a chapter that deals with the doctrine of the presence versus the genuine presence mm-hmm. of God. And he speaks specifically about how the Lord speaks to us as individuals through our enemies.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
what you said.
Do you believe in my prayer life? I say, this is my prayer life. I say, God, I pray that you never have to give me over to an enemy to teach me anything. Let me be a son.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be easily instructed. I have built that into my prayer life
Mm-mm-mm.
that I do not want to be instructed that way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to get beat Jesus. Up anymore to figure it out. I'm not interested in it anymore.
Yeah, I recently preached a message about the fathering spirit at the Lighthouse, and one of the things was is that God is not wanting us to be solitary or illegitimate sons, and that when we come underneath of the fatherhood spirit or the fathering spirit, we submit to that father that's above us. We tell them all. We entrust them with our very lives. And as we submit to that authority that's over us in God's order, those blessings will come down and the deliverance will come.
Right.
And
Amen.
Instruction
that's right.
as well. Amen.
You walk out of things that the devil has got you in just by lining your life up. Isn't it great?
Yes.
Isn't it great? Amen. I call that good old clean living. You just live right, walk right.
Absolutely.
And you walk into some great success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was watching a history thing about Henry Ford, or not Henry Ford, Rockefeller. Mr. Rockefeller was going to take a train, okay, and go see another guy to make a business deal with. He missed his train by a few minutes, and a train fell off trestles, and everybody on the train was killed.
Mm.
And he missed his appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, he had an experience with God. I did not know this. And he believed that God was setting up his life to be in the oil business and to be a businessman. But it was that transition that made him become a listener instead of just a doer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what he did with the rest of his life, you know, we all got our own story. Well, the Bible's full of people who started out one way and come out another at different times. So I'm not going to say not getting into whether he should or shouldn't have done. I'm just saying there's an example of great success by obedience from the beginning. Of his decision making.
Amen. And I think what we can take from this today, I was hearing your heart, we've got to be pliable, sensitive to the voice of the Spirit. We can be led by the Spirit or we can be led by circumstances. And God will call circumstances many times in his children's life to bring them where they need to be.
Yes.
If we are not led by his Spirit.
Yeah, David thought so much of it, he said, don't remove your Holy Spirit from me.
Mm.
In other words, don't leave me to myself, God. That should be our prayer. Father, don't leave us to ourselves.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I always say, I don't trust God. I don't trust me. I trust God's ability to keep me.
That's right.
And then I know I'm safe. If I start trusting me, I know I'm off.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I start thinking, I can do that, I already know that I got the seed of something that's not good for my future.
Yeah.
You know? I want to know what God has got in his mind because I know he has my interest at heart. He's successful. He loves me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for being with us today.
It's a pleasure.
When the sun starts to rise and I open my eyes, you are good, so good. In the heat of the day, with each stone that I lay, you are so good. With every breath I take in, I'll tell you I'm grateful again. When the moon climbs high before each kiss goodnight, you and the road starts to turn around each bend, I've learned you are good, so good. And when somebody's hand holds me up, helps me stand, you are so good. With every breath I take in, I'll tell you I'm grateful again. 'Cause it's more than enough just to know I am. Soul, you are so good. When the world has gone gray and the rain's here to stay, you are still good. So with every breath you take in, I'll tell you I'm grateful again. And the storm may swell, even then it is well, and
Lighthouse Worship Center would like to invite you to Women of Valor 2014 Beyond the Open Door, beginning April 24th through the 26th. Worship led by Brian and Michelle Tunstall and the Awakening International Worship Band. Special speakers include Libby Fannin, Deborah Sprague, Sharon Colasino, Rebecca Polis, Melissa Flores, Margaret Viss, and Timothy Colasino. Early registration is underway, so visit us online at worldlighthouse.org to register or for more information.
And honey, I tell you, it is always a joy when we can be here with our friends on Connected.
Absolutely. And Sharon, we just thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit that's been moving today through this program. And of course, we always feel the presence of God with our special guest on Connected.
That's right.
And hey, Women of Valor is coming up.
You know, talking about Connected, Women of Valor is a time that you and I get to connect with a lot of people who love He's Alive Radio, love Connected, love the Lord, love Women of Valor.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, it's just glorious what God does.
Oh, yes, yeah, just powerful. And I love my Women of Valor. I get to spend every day with her.
your woman.
My Woman of Valor, yes.
Well, this year, our speakers are Libby Fannin, Dr. Rebecca Polis, Debbie Sprague, our morning host, Melissa Flores, you and I, special music with Brian Tunstall and the Awakening International Church Band. It's just going to be a great time, but the best thing about Women of Valor, God is there.
Oh, yeah. The presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, it's a glorious atmosphere. It's penetrating through the glory zones, what I like to say, and it climaxes every day, and then on that last day on Saturday, the glory of God just comes down like rain, Sharon, and we so enjoy being in God's presence.
Absolutely. Well, it's April the 24th through the 26th. Tim, we have an early registration discount. That discount is for individuals and a bigger discount when you bring a group of seven or more. In fact, if you bring seven people, the eighth person, the pastor's wife gets to come free. And so that is a big deal in itself.
That's awesome. Yeah. 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 And I talked to a pastor and his wife in Durham, North Carolina, just last evening. And they said, hey, we're going to try to make it because we've heard great things about it.
Well, you know, we have had people out of wheelchairs, people of stage four cancer healed, barren wombs open. My favorite one is a woman in her 40s. Was able to conceive, who had a barren womb.
Oh, yeah.
Never had a child. After coming to Women of Valor, 9 months later, a miracle baby. We have seen God heal, set free, deliver, bring joy back to the oppressed, and it's going to be the same way at Women of Valor this year. Here in Grantsville at the Lighthouse, ladies, don't procrastinate. You might miss out on what God wants.
Yeah, the motel rooms in this area are filling up fast.
Yes.
Please do not procrastinate. get your room right away.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, because if you want a room, you know, if you want an empty chair to be filled up in the sanctuary there, you better get your room first, because this is not one day. This is 3 days.
Yes, 3 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It starts on Thursday evening, actually, and goes through midday, about noontime on Saturday, 24th through the 26th of April. Once again, this coming Monday is the end of the discount price.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And Sharon, there's people out there right now. They're suffering in their bodies. We've got several prayer requests that have come into the station this week. Cancer. Mm-hmm. I saw one just a little while ago while I was looking in my mailbox, and it was saying that there was someone that was suffering from flu and they couldn't get healed, and they've been out of work for a couple of weeks. But we believe God is healing right now.
Yes, He is. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank You that healing virtue, healing anointing is flowing through the radio waves into that body, in bringing healing today.
That's right. And Father, we thank you for this healing in this woman's body, that she can get back to work as well. And bless all of our covenant partners that support us, not only prayerfully, but financially here at Listener Supported He's Alive Radio.
In Jesus' name, we give You the glory and praise for it. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Tim, we do need to give the number, a daytime number where they can reach about Women of Valor. We talk about it, forgot to do that.
That's right.
That is 301-895-3868, 301-895-3868, or you can go online, register there, worldlighthouse.org.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.